So I've been working behind the scenes on this Laracast refresh for about 3 weeks now. It's quite a big project. Basically, every bit of CSS is being rewritten. Just a bunch of random things that have to be added, like you have to verify your email before you can post on the forum. That's something I have to add. Live instant search with Algolia. For team accounts, the owners need the ability to track which videos the users are watching or assign new ones. So yeah, I just have a massive list of things that need to get done. And I was thinking about how it can get a little overwhelming sometimes, especially, you know, it's one thing if you're on a big team and you're only responsible for your one piece of the puzzle. But if you run your own business or you're starting up a side project, I think it's really easy to get overwhelmed by how much actually has to be done. I mean, seriously, if you think about it, it is an incredible, just ridiculous amount of work. And I think that's probably the number one reason why so many people get halfway into a project and they get really excited about it and they're really digging in, and then you never hear about it again. And I think it's because it's really fun to brainstorm. It's really fun to imagine how great everything's going to be when you're finished. However, it's another thing to actually do that work every single day to get to the end point. So yeah, I think we all have the capacity to get very excited at the beginning and then fizzle out right around the middle, and then it never comes to completion, right? And you never see the project. So I think this is probably the biggest hurdle that any developer who has some kind of entrepreneurial ambitions is going to have to worry about. So I feel like you should give it a good amount of attention. And especially just be honest. Look at some of the stuff you've made and ask yourself, is this gene inside you? And it might be that no, everything you start, you complete, you release, and you're good to go. And that's really great. But be honest with yourself. Is it possible that you do take on a lot of new projects and they never actually get finished? Or did you get halfway? Or did you get to that 80% mark and then you just never actually finished it up? Now, if the answer you come to is, yes, I start projects sometimes and I never finish them, I lose interest, the wind is let out of my sails and you no longer feel that energy and that hype to get it done. You're not alone. I have felt that many times on my own stuff. But here's something you might consider, and it's a very basic piece of advice, but I think it's something to keep in mind. When you think about all of the things you need to get done, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, it's almost too much to take in. I mean, if you want, open your task app and just create a list of all the things you would need to do in order to take whatever project you have from its current state to completion and out the door and finished, right? Just make a list of everything you need to do. Well, redesign this page, change this, add this functionality, add registration, add the ability, blah, blah, blah. It's probably going to be a very, 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 very super long list that will not make you want to do the work. But instead, if you can divide this up into chunks and just figure out what can I do today to get myself a little bit closer to that end result, I think it's a lot easier to take in. And that's what I've been personally doing. I mean, when you think about this refresh that I have to do for Laracast, well, that doesn't mean I don't have to run the site and create the videos and handle customer support and do the social media and all the stuff related to running the business. This entire refresh project is an addition to all of that. So it's a part-time job that I have to make time for. And again, if I saw that massive list, I know my instinct would be to go, holy crap, I can't do it. I can't do it. And you shut the computer and you just never finish the project. But yeah, instead, you divide everything up into very tiny pieces, like the smallest possible piece. What can you do today to get yourself a little bit closer? And the answer might just be code up the HTML for the FAQ page. You know, maybe you have an FAQ section that's not done. So your project for the day is code up the FAQ page. And that's it. And tomorrow, your job might be to add, like I just did recently, instant search results to your search form. And that's your one project for the day. That's all you have to do. If you think about it from that point of view, it's much easier to take in. And you can always go to bed telling yourself, I'm a little bit closer to completion than I was the day before. Because if you think about it, if you can dedicate 4 or 5 hours a week, I know you have your current job, and this is all on top of that, and you're worn out from your current job, and you have a family, and you need time off, but still, I think you could probably find 4 to 5 hours on top of that to work on this side project or this open source thing or this business you're going to start. And maybe that just means you work 5 hours on Sunday. Or maybe it means Monday through Friday, right before bed, you put in an hour of work. This is all completely doable. Okay, so if you can give it 5 hours a week, well, that comes to 260 hours that you've dedicated to this project. And that is a massive amount of time. Just imagine right now if you had no other responsibilities and you could work for 260 hours on a particular project. Imagine how much you could get done. And if you divide that by 40, that comes to over 6 weeks of work straight that you can dedicate to this project. And I promise, in that amount of time, you can get it done. Okay, so yeah, in closing, try not to be overwhelmed by this massive project you're working on and how many little steps have to be taken. There's probably over 100 of them. Instead, every single day or whatever interval that you decide upon, for me, it's every single workday, but for you, it might be something different. Anyways, no matter the interval, make sure that each time you get yourself closer to that end result. And if that means all you're doing is coding up the HTML for one page, you are just a little bit closer to completion than you were the day before. And that's success in my mind.